Hello, I'm Dr. Tony Mills, and I'm the founder and CEO of Men's Health Foundation. As a co-author of the Bright 5-Year poster, I'm excited to share the 5-year data from the Rucobia Bright trial for people living with multidrug-resistant HIV-1. Rucobia, as part of an optimized antiretroviral regimen, is the only antiretroviral therapy specifically developed for people living with multidrug-resistant HIV-1. And clinically proven to offer virologic suppression and CD4 T-cell recovery over a 5-year trial. This is an important milestone, and it's very exciting to see a trial of this size and duration. This long-term efficacy data reinforces the durability of Rucobia in many people living with multidrug-resistant HIV-1. As we know, people living with multidrug-resistant HIV-1 have a number of concerns and goals. These include lowering viral load to stay undetectable, increasing CD4 T-cell count for their short and long-term health, and finding a treatment with a manageable tolerability profile. In a moment, we'll review the long-term data from the Bright trial. First, let's take a look at the trial design. Bright was a phase 3, international, partially randomized trial designed to evaluate the efficacy and safety of Rucobia. The trial included 371 participants representing a broad range of people living with multidrug-resistant HIV-1. All participants were on failing antiretroviral regimens and had multidrug resistance. In the randomized cohort, there were 272 participants who had 1 to 2 antiretroviral classes remaining at baseline. Through day 8, this cohort was double-blind and placebo-controlled. Beyond day 8, all randomized participants received open-label Rucobia in addition to an individualized, optimized background therapy. Additionally, there were 99 participants in the non-randomized cohort at baseline who had 0 fully active antiretroviral agents remaining and were allowed to co-enroll into other investigational antiretroviral trials. Participants in the Bright trial were studied over 5 years. The primary endpoint of the Bright trial was the adjusted mean plasma HIV-1 RNA log change from day 1 to day 8. Rucobia met the primary endpoint with superior viral load reductions versus placebo. Now let's take a look at the long-term data for Rucobia derived from the 272 participants in the randomized cohort. Rucobia demonstrated durable virologic suppression over 5 years. 45% of participants receiving Rucobia who were previously unable to construct a successful regimen remained virologically suppressed over 5 years in the snapshot analysis. The snapshot analysis included the entire intent to treat exposed population, which received at least 1 dose of treatment. Any missing data or change in optimized background therapy was counted as virologic failure. At week 240, it's important to note that 19 participants, which is 7% of the snapshot analysis, were unable to have their HIV-1 RNA values assessed due to the impact of COVID-19, and therefore counted as virologic failures. Durable virologic suppression was also seen in the observed analysis, where 82% of participants taking Rucobia remained virologically suppressed over 5 years. The observed analysis includes only participants for whom HIV-1 RNA values were measured at each study visit. Rucobia also demonstrated robust and sustained CD4 T-cell recovery across all baseline CD4 T-cell subgroups over the 5 years. Mean CD4 T-cell counts improved from baseline over time and increased by 296 cells per cubic millimeter at week 240. Interestingly, the subgroup with the lowest baseline count experienced the greatest mean CD4 T-cell increase. Now let's take a look at a summary of the safety data from the Bright trial, which includes both the randomized and non-randomized cohorts. Over 5 years, 8% or 30 participants discontinued due to an adverse event. Of these, 3% or 12 participants discontinued due to infections, the most common adverse event leading to discontinuation. The most frequent grade 2 to 4 drug-related adverse events occurring in at least 2% of participants were nausea, diarrhea, headache, and immune reconstitution inflammatory syndrome. Thank you for your interest in the long-term data for Rucobia. As we know, people living with multidrug-resistant HIV-1 often have complex needs. In this video, we've seen that over 5 years, Rucobia demonstrated durable virologic suppression and robust CD4 T-cell recovery, helping you to confidently prescribe for this population. What can this long-term data for Rucobia mean for people living with multidrug-resistant HIV-1? As we know, this population requires an individualized approach to treatment. Now, with data over 5 years, creating a new regimen with Rucobia as the foundation may offer the stability that they need.